Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. My first guest, for some reason today, I have confused him for a star of a TV show. Even though he's a star in his own right, he's a little bit bigger than that. We have none other than Mr. Arthur Boyle, a man about town who had a chance to be hanging out at Gillette Stadium this weekend. Arthur, how are you?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you? You were confusing me with Peter Boyle, my famous uncle from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, but you're a little bit bigger than he is, don't you think?
A little bit. We're actually not related, but we claim to be.
You know what's funny is, thinking back, I was chatting with you last week, setting up this segment, and I think I said to you, I'll try not to confuse you with another Boyle, and that's your son, Billy Boyle, who is a teammate of mine for the Pembroke Chamber of Commerce, one of the big bats we have in our lineup.
He is one of the big softball bats, is right. He was a baseball player at Silver Lake and later on at Eckerd College down in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And I want to say that I said to you, I'll try not to confuse you, call you Billy, and here I am. I don't know if it was some kind of a mental thing, but I decided to call you another name. But good to have you, of course, being also a Pembroke selectman, other than being a valued part of our WATD sports department. I think we should start things off by talking a little bit about seeing three South Shore teams do so well.
They did very well, including Mashpee, who was over the bridge, but there was a South Shore and Cape Cod sweep.
Now, when you look at, now you were there last year when East Bridgewater was playing, because this is the second year in a row for East Bridgewater, right?
Right.
And that was, I watched that game, I listened to that game, and it was back and forth. And they, of course, were not the victors a year ago, but they were, I gotta tell you, they were on point, as were the Hanover Indians.
Yeah, they have two well-coached teams, too, as is Duxbury. Duxbury's got the good fortune of having Dave Mamron as their head coach, and his son Bobby was the quarterback the last 3.5 seasons, and he's like having another coach right on the field. He's just an amazing kid. And I called it Mamron magic yesterday when he was throwing balls that you would only see thrown in the NFL if they weren't thrown by a kid from high school.
It's interesting because I know the week prior, a couple of days prior, I know our illustrious leader, Ed Perry, stoked the conversation during his morning show segment, The Good, the Bad, the Really, Really Stupid, about Duxbury sitting their players against Marshfield during the Turkey Day game, where Marshfield was, they were victorious, but Duxbury set the starters. You think this kind of silenced the critics?
I think to some degree, but it's a coach's decision, and you've got to make it, knowing what your playoff implications are, and that's an unfortunate choice to have to make, and it's an unfortunate choice to have to make for a 17-year-old to not play in his final home game and the Thanksgiving Classic that's, been built up for years and years, and then to not be able to play. It's just an unfortunate set of circumstances that led to the game being played the way it was.
Well, I will say this. I heard more about the Duxbury-Marshfield and Duxbury sitting their players than about East Bridgewater, who also sat their players. I don't recall hearing anything or seeing anything on social media about any kind of a big uproar, only the game between Duxbury and Marshfield. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, well, it took Donald Trump off the front page for a couple of days.
But it didn't keep him off Twitter.
No. And I wish him well because he is our president now, and I hope that the country will come together.
We'll definitely see what ends up happening. Two other small bits of business that I want to give you a chance to kind of weigh in on. There's a conversation with a couple of South Shore legislators who are looking to maybe move a bill forward regarding having Halloween on the weekend. Give me your thoughts on that.
I feel responsible in part for this because I spoke to some parents who were trick-or-treating at my house on Halloween night. And several of them had complained about having to rush home and make a beeline for the house to get the kids into their costumes and then back, outside to run around the neighborhood and then get them back in, get them bathed, and get them off to bed. And they said, you know, it's a real hassle if you work in Boston or if you have a half an hour to an hour commute or more to get home. And I said, why don't they just do it on a Saturday? I said, we do Thursdays for Thanksgiving all the time. It's the fourth Thursday of November. Why can't we make it the last Saturday in October?
Right.
And it kind of grew from there. And there have been some people, and I respect their opinion, that don't agree with it. They're traditionalists, and I respect that. And, you know, it'll make a great political debate someday, but I think we're a long way away from it at this point.
Finally, I believe there's going to be a little bit of a ceremony in the town of Pembroke in regards to a good friend, a departed friend, Tiny Brown. As I guess there's going to be a naming of, is it an intersection or an island? What's taking place?
It's an intersection, and there is an island in there as well at 14 and 53, or Washington Street and Barker Street, that is right next to where Tiny Brown lived for, oh, gosh, over 40 years, I'm going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Tiny Brown was one of those go-to people who, you know, never said no to any cause locally, whether it was Boy Scouts or school-involved scholarship funds or just about anything that you could donate to in terms of a local charity. Tiny Brown was always right there, and I give Josh Cutler a tip of the cap to have carried the ball all the way to the state legislature to name the intersection after Tiny. And it's going to be a real kick.
Well, we'll look forward to the detail. Has a date been set yet, or is that still in the making?
That's still in the making.
Okay. Anything you want to say in closing, my friend?
Yeah, you have Joe Weeks and Steve Amico on tonight, too. I was really thrilled that I went on before them.
Why do you say that?
Oh, no, they're two good friends of mine. They'll do a good job.
If only I'd known, I would found a way. Well, you're on your way to a meeting, though, are you not?
Yes, I am.
See, if you weren't on your way to a meeting, you would have been a part of that trifecta.
Well, we'll have to have a tri-group co-hosting slugfest some night with the political discussions being what they are. It'd be a lot of fun.
Well, as always, thank you very much for being opening up the program with some good conversation, and we'll look forward to talking to you more somewhere down the road.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
There he is, Mr. Arthur Boyle, Pembroke Selectman, and of course, one of our great voices, one of our great announcers in the WATD Sports Department. We are going to just step aside for half a moment. When we come back, we're going to speak with the State Treasurer, Deb Goldberg, right here on Monday Night Talk.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.